What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
When you open up cabinets in your home, do you find spray air fresheners, hairspray, insect repellent? Are they packaged in pressurized steel cans? If you knew that these simple products were contributing to global warming, would you continue to use them?
Aerosol spray cans were invented in World War II and continue to be used in our day-to-day lifestyles since then, but the technology has changed. Chlorofluorocarbons, known as CFCs, was the original chemical mixed with aerosol to pressurize products. Finding out that CFCs were creating a hole in the ozone layer, several countries stood together to ban all CFCs in the 1970s.
They were replaced with the equivalents that don't hurt the ozone, such as hydrocarbons and nitrous oxide. However, these are slowly contributing to other problems like global warming. This problem can be solved by avoiding the use of spray cans. Instead of using aerosol spray cans, bottles of sunscreen, hair gels, candles, Windex, and scented diffusers can be the replacements. These products are very close price-wise, but if we reduce one aspect of global warming, isn't it worth every penny?
This issue of aerosol cans being sprayed throughout buildings will become more and more of a problem if nothing is done about it, because they add to the greenhouse effect due to the dangerous chemicals. First, to spread awareness, use natural candles or use an unpressurized spray. Second, tell people you know use these household appliances and urge them to stop.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.